The History of Tom Jones, a Foundling. Book 7, Containing 3 Days, by Henry Fielding, narrated by Sam Cusey. Chapter 1, A Comparison Between the World and the Stage. The world hath been often compared to the theatre, and many grave writers, as well as the poets, have considered human life as a great drama, resembling in almost every particular those scenical representations which Thespis is first reported to have invented, and which have been since received with so much approbation and delight in all polite countries. This thought hath been carried so far, and is become so general, that some words proper to the theatre, and which were at first metaphorically applied to the world, are now indiscriminately and literally spoken of both. Thus stage and scene are by common use grown as familiar to us when we speak of life in general, as when we confine ourselves to dramatic performances and when transactions behind the curtain are mentioned. St. James is more likely to occur to our thoughts than Drury Lane. It may seem easy enough to account for all this by reflecting that the theatrical stage is nothing more than a representation, or, as Aristotle calls it, an imitation of what really exists, and hence, perhaps, we might fairly pay a very high compliment to those who by their writings or actions have been so capable of imitating life as to have their pictures in a manner confounded with, or mistaken for, the originals. But in reality, we are not so fond of paying compliments to these people, whom we use as children frequently do the instruments of their amusement, and have much more pleasure in hissing and buffeting them than in admiring their excellence. There are many other reasons which have induced us to see this analogy between the world and the stage. Some have considered the larger part of mankind in the light of actors, as personating characters no more their own, and to which, in fact, they have no better title than the player hath to be in earnest thought the king or emperor whom he represents. Thus the hypocrite may be said to be a player, and indeed the Greeks call them both by one and the same name. The brevity of life hath likewise given occasion to this comparison. So the immortal Shakespeare: life's a poor player that struts and frets his hour upon the stage, and then is heard no more. For which hackneyed quotation I will make the reader amends by a very noble one, which few, I believe, have read. It is taken from a poem called The Deity, published about 9 years.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?